Thank you very much, Coordinator. And I'd like to begin by thanking yourself and France and all the panellists for the very engaging discussion and presentations. I just have a brief statement. Australia greatly values this forum as a platform for exchange of information and good practice in the area of countering the threat of IEDs. Let me take this opportunity to just provide a bit of information on work that we've conducted. Australia has been a co-lead with France in taking forward the UN General Assembly resolution on countering the threat posed by improvised explosive devices since its inception in 2015. As the first ever UNGA resolution dedicated to IEDs, it has been useful in focusing the international community's attention on actions that can be taken to address IEDs. At the heart of the resolution is a call for a comprehensive, coordinated approach to tackle the proliferation of these weapons and for states to work at the national, regional and international level. We are pleased with the continued strong support shown for the biennial resolution, which will again be considered at UNGA First Committee next year. And I just have some brief comments to make on the topic of how to ensure a coordinated national and regional response, if I may. At the national level, Australia has established a bomb data centre which collects and disseminates information on criminal use of explosives to federal, state and territory police services. The Australian Defence Force, government organisations and international bomb data centres. Australia has played a role in expanding this bomb data centre model in our region through assistance to Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore and Thailand, with the establishment of their own national centres. The sharing of technical information related to bombings, attempted bombings and extremist activities has helped enhance security across the region. Australia is also a member of the International Bomb Data Centre Working Group, which meets on an annual basis, and it shares technical information related to IEDs and related events and provides an international collective from which analysis and technical advice can be obtained. Our regional engagement with ASEAN countries has also resulted in significant improvements in countering the threat posed by IEDs. And for example, under a comprehensive partnership arrangement, Australia is providing implementation support to the Philippines' new counter-terrorism legislation, including training and capacity-building activities involving the judiciary, prosecutors and the police. We conduct capacity-building workshops on IED trends and analysis for the Philippines' law enforcement agencies and have supported the implementation of a dedicated counter-terrorism investigative capability within the Philippines' National Police Force. Greater cooperation allows us to draw from and share regional knowledge and expertise, leading to greater outcomes in effective countering of IEDs. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank the panel again and the coordinators. Thank you.